With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The chief of police in Uvalde, Texas has resigned effective April 6th. Citing a desire to have a new career chapter. I can't say I blame him. He was on vacation when the Uvalde shooting took place, but the timing of this is rather interesting.
Tony, yeah. Have you, you know, like when you've gone on vacation and I text you, hey, something's up or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, you know what? We're going to be okay. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not like there's 200 officers outside of the office and there's a mass shooter inside and nobody's doing anything.
Can you imagine getting that text when, you know, say you're, I don't know where he was. He was on vacation in Arizona. Say he's on a golf course somewhere and his phone is just lighting up and he's like, what's going on? And he opens his phone and goes, shit. It's
like, I was gone for 1 week. Yeah.
You people can't handle things when I'm gone?
Well, I do wonder about responsibility here. And if he was not there, would this have been different? And I'm not faulting him for going on vacation. It's not like he could really predict this. But I do wonder the leadership that was in place that kept everyone from going in. Yeah. It's a move that's intensified divisions within the Uvalde community. I can't imagine living in that town.
No.
I think, yeah. Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez of Uvalde, Texas, has announced his registration effective April 6th. The decision follows mounting criticism surrounding the department's response to the tragic loss at Robb Elementary on May 24th of 2022. Rodriguez, who was on vacation in Arizona during the fateful incident, cited a desire for a new career chapter in his resignation statement, thanking his colleagues for their dedication and serving and protecting the community. I think I would leave that statement with, like, you all failed.
Yeah. Well, who did you protect?
You all failed, and I'm getting the fuck out of here. However, the announcement comes amidst ongoing scrutiny and outrage over the department's handling of the shooting and the subsequent release of a report defending its actions.
Oh.
The city of Uvalde is grateful to Chief Rodriguez for his 26 years of service to the community, remarked Mayor Cody Smith in response to Rodriguez's resignation. The move places Assistant Chief of Police Homer Delgado in the role of interim chief, while the city embarks on a search for a full-time replacement. Good luck with that. The resignation announcement coincides with the release of an independent report commissioned by the Uvalde City Council, which defended the actions of the Uvalde police, believe it or not, who responded to the elementary school shooting. However, the report's findings have sparked outrage among the families of the 19 children and two teachers who lost their fucking lives. Yeah, you think? Because you all stood outside and then you all had a big circle jerk in the fairgrounds with big hats on after everyone was dead. And Everyone said, what the fuck did you just do? We did great. We did a good job. No, you didn't. You fucking failed miserably. But hey, they got a report to tell them that they did a good job because I guess the circle jerk wasn't enough. Veronica Matta, whose daughter Tess was among the victims, expressed frustration over Rodriguez's resignation, condemning it as an easy way out Mata's sentiments reflect a broader sentiment of discontent within the community as residents grapple with questions of accountability and justice in the wake of the incident. Tensions have escalated further as city's officials have clashed with Uvalde District Attorney Christina Mitchell's office over access to information related to the police response. Oh, I'm going to take a guess here. It's not available. It's lost. It's you have to request it this way or that way. A criminal investigation into the handling of the shooting remains ongoing, with concerns raised about communication breakdowns and sufficient officer training highlighted in both the city's report and a Department of Justice review. They better have somebody else's eyes on this. They can't be investigating themselves on this, although it kind of looks like
that's just an accident waiting to happen yet again. I mean, what are they going to say? We screwed up? No, they're going to defend themselves and say that they did everything right.
Exactly what they're doing. Amidst the turmoil, the Uvalde community remains divided, with some city council members rejecting the findings of the report and demanding greater accountability. Parents, family members, and survivors continue to demand answers, questioning why officers who delayed their response to the shooting have not faced consequences. That's a good question. Why? Why? Because people are protecting other people. And yeah, y'all fucked up gravely on this. And it's time to face the consequences of your actions. But the thing is, they don't want to do that. My cat says hi, by the way.
Hello. Yeah, this is just a shit situation. You know, even let's just say the chief really had nothing to do with this. This was the training that took place under his administration. So,
yep.
You know, anytime your football team sucks, they get rid of the coach. That's how this works.
And then when the team puts out a statement going, "It's not our fault we lost."
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's a very, you know, kind of, it's a weird analogy to make on this, but that's essentially what they're doing. They're saying, it's not our fault that we didn't do our jobs. I mean, it's, if we're going to make a sports analogy, it'd be like if you go to an NFL game and the whole team just decides, we're not going to go on the field. We're all just going to stand here on the sideline. Why isn't the game being played? Like, the other team is winning. And the other team in this case would be the horrible school shooter. And they only have one person on the field. Like, what are we all, like, what are you guys doing? You're not doing anything. And then they come up with a report saying, we didn't do anything wrong. We were just enjoying the Gatorade over here on the sideline. And kind of like, and we were using a lot of Purell, make sure our hands are clean.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Which actually did take place in the actual building where the shooting was actively happening.
They were fighting germs. They just weren't fighting the shooter.
They were fighting germs. They weren't fighting the shooter. And now, Stacey, there's a report that says, hey, we need some more Purell.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.